Hey folks, Ray Hollister here for Deemable Tech. I just want to take a few minutes to let you know we are taking this week off. If you're in the Jacksonville area, you may be familiar with this little thing going on called OneSpark. I'm kidding, of course. It is a huge crowdfunding festival that happens here in Jacksonville every year. And honestly, me and Sean Birch are so busy working this event that we really didn't have time to put together an episode for Deemable Tech. But it's kind of convenient because this week it seems like the tech world has been kind of quiet. There hasn't been a lot of big news. Basically, it feels like everybody's just waiting for the Apple Watch. I don't know why. We've talked about this on the show before, but you know, the Apple Watch to me isn't that exciting. But everyone's just kind of sitting on their hands waiting for it to come out. So there weren't a lot of big stories. If you are a Mac user, though, there was an update to OS X. It's 10.10.3. And there was also an update to iOS for the iPhone and the iPad for 8.3. So if you have either of those devices, you want to make sure and go ahead and update your devices to the latest version. 10.10.3 OS X does bring some fixes that prevented some issues that were caused by previous versions, so you definitely want to upgrade to 10.10.3 and get that security update. iOS 8.3 fixes, it's kind of an incremental update. It fixes a few issues that could have caused logging credential problems. Also, it fixes a problem that was causing devices to disconnect from Wi-Fi networks. Probably the coolest thing and the stuff that everyone's talking about is with 8.3 iOS and OS X 10.10.3, it brings with it these new emojis. And something that Apple did is they made it where you can include a whole variety of races on your emojis. So no more of that weird smiley face. You can do it in several different ethnicities now. So that's kind of exciting. Also on 8.3, if you're a Sprint user, you can now make Wi-Fi calling. I haven't tested this out. I just updated to 8.3 really today. So we'll talk about it next week on the show and let you know how that works. But basically, it does a voice over internet. So if you're in an area that doesn't have great Sprint signal, which if you're with Sprint, you know where those areas are, but you have Wi-Fi, then you can make a phone call and it'll just carry over the Wi-Fi instead of over your cellular network. So that's kind of great. Before, it was only available for T-Mobile users, but now Sprint users have it as well. That's really all the big stories this week. So we look forward to being back next week and we'll bring you all the big stories of the tech world. Thanks again. I'm Ray Hollister and this is Deemable Tech.
This has been a production of WJCT Public Broadcasting. To find out more, visit us online at wjct.org.